Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
This is Tim Staples of Catholic Answers. I'm excited to let you know that I also teach high school apologetics for homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. There are also recorded independent learning courses at homeschoolconnections.com. Whether you take apologetics with me, literature with Joseph Pierce, or philosophy with Bill Donahue, or any of the other 400-plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, it's a great way to get Catholic learning for your family.
This episode is brought to you by Hallo, the number one Catholic app. Hallo has 1,000 audio-guided prayers and meditations for you to deepen your relationship with God. To listen to all of the Hallo meditations for free for 30 days, head to hallo.com/breadbox.
Let's look at doing something new. Maybe even reintroducing something into your life that was a good practice, a good habit that you had, and then all of a sudden, it went to the wayside. So as we approach a season change, and I know I've got some of my friends out there in Australia, New Zealand, Singapore, you guys are kind of going through a completely different season than me. We're in the springtime. We just had some help with our lawn, bringing in some mulch, and it's just amazing. Everything is starting to bud. Everything's starting to turn green. So the dark, dead tree branches and limbs are filling up. The air is starting to change. It's starting to get a little bit warmer. We're still not there yet. We're teetering back and forth with some cold weather and some warmer weather. But what I feel in my own mind, body, soul, and spirit during this time is, yes, a renewal, but I'm feeling like you're missing something, dear. Maybe it's God that's speaking through me when I say these things to myself in such a way, but I'm missing something. What is it? So today, I'm going to confession, and I'm just going to sit with God. I have a feeling I already know what it is that he's trying to tell me that I'm missing. And I'll share it with you. I'll let you know if I receive confirmation in my discernment when I sit with him today. But I am praying for some beautiful grace after confession today. There is no time like the present to have your soul reconciled with God. Most especially if you have mortal sins and even the venial sins. The more we come to God in that beautiful sacrament of confession, the more graces come our way, the more we continue to walk the walk, and we don't have weeks to remember, what all do I need to confess? It's been a long time since I've been speaking to Jesus in persona Christi. That is the priest. The priest is Jesus for us. And I think for everyone, we should be thinking that way when we are sitting there, saying out loud to Jesus, asking for his healing. Sincerely, Lord, help me in true repentance. What is it that you need to be bringing into your life right now? Are you maybe spiritually slothful? Maybe you're not praying. Maybe you want to, but you haven't made that commitment. Or maybe you've made that commitment, but you haven't been able to keep with it, right? Like, we want to desperately deepen our prayer life with God, really understand his voice in our lives. We want to be able to walk and live in the Spirit every day, discern with him, laugh with him, talk with him, feel his promptings in our life. In our professional lives, we want to strive to be the best that we can be. Or maybe we're looking for a new career, a new direction that we feel the Lord is taking us. And how do we do that? Something new, right? Something we've never done. Or maybe in our personal lives, we know that we've been slacking on our exercise. We haven't been eating right. We've been snippy with our family. We haven't loved the people where they're at because we don't think that they're where they need to be. You know, oh, you need to be here in order for me to love you, because right now I can't take it. Like, you are in a place and you are acting in a way that it is hard for me to love you. Well, yeah, that's life. And that's the walk. That's the purpose and the meaning of what we're here for. And that is to live the two greatest commandments, keeping God the center of our lives, and then getting out in the world and letting God work through us, stepping aside, getting out of the way. God, I don't have this. I'm pretty much messing this up in a big, big way. And I keep trying to fix it, and it's not working. So, I am giving it to you. I'm stepping out of the way, and I'm going to ask that you come into my life and you help me with this. So I've got a lot of things going on in my life. It's pretty stinking stressful. And I've been not pressing into God in these days. And I need to press into God. I need to get back into that total reliance, because I'll be honest with you, I've been mustering through it on my own, using checklists and to-do boxes and things that drive me to succeed through the day in productivity and checking the boxes because of all the things that are going on. So that's important. But at the same time, I should be doing it with God, because when I bring God into it, it's different. And I tell you this a lot, but it's worth repeating, because we human beings are slow learners, right? I know I am. I can learn. I mean, sometimes it may take me a couple years, but I can learn. I can do it. So let's find something that we need to either bring back into our lives that we know is good for us, because it's been proven. When we did this in our life, we had an awesome season. Or that was an incredible time in my faith walk because I did X. I want you to check in all the categories: the mind, the body, the soul, the spirit. Maybe when you look at the mind, you realize, wow, I haven't done anything in terms of developing my spiritual knowledge. Maybe it's a theology book. Maybe it's a book written by a saint. Maybe it's something that just inspires you to get closer to God. And you realize, wow, I haven't read or listened to a spiritual book in forever. I'm going to add that back in. Because I remember when I did, it was beautiful. And St. Padre Pio said that if we are not reading spiritual stuff, right? Let's not be filling our mind with stupid shows and TV programs and smut that we're reading. If you've got tabloid magazines or anything like that, cut it out. What a waste. I will never forget. And Beth, I don't know if you're listening out there, but there was a woman that I was talking to speak at one of her conferences. And I don't know, we struck up a pretty great friendship, and we started talking about Days of Our Lives. That has been a soap opera that I have tape recorded back in the day with VHSs and TiVo'd and DVR'd since I was 16 years old, and I'm 50 now. But I quit watching it probably 2.5 years ago. And it was during this conversation with her. I would record it every single day. It's an hour, 5 days a week. And I would spend 3 to 4 hours fast forwarding through the commercials, binge watching on the weekend. And it was funny, when I was talking to this woman, she said that she doesn't watch it anymore because she realized, wow, there's this, you know, gay marriage and it's nothing but adultery and, you know, corruption and stealing and, you know, all this murder, all this kind of stuff that happens in soap operas, right? So bottom line, that really made me think. And I kept kind of reflecting on that. And eventually, after, you know, 20 something years, I finally decided this is such a waste of my time. Imagine if I had those 3 hours to 4 hours every week back, or focused on something that's going to build me up as a person and not put this smut in my head. So I cut it out. Maybe that's the way you can look at it. Instead of bringing something new in, cut some actions out that are bringing you no good. Maybe you're drinking too much, or you dove back into pot, or you've done something where you've started watching porn to let go of your stress, or you've dove into your platforms, right? You're on your phone, your iPod, your computer. You're never present with your family. I mean, these are things that are new, what do I want to say? New tasks that you can cut out. So I guess you could look at it that way. All right. What a challenge for the day. Let's bring something new into our lives, or get rid of something that we're doing today that we know isn't the best for us. And I want to say it's okay. I know a lot of people are stressed out there. I know a lot of people are feeling disconnected from God. They're questioning God's plan. I know a lot of people are dealing with a lot of things. Why? Because I faith coach people, but I also know that is life. I can't remember the last time that I had nothing going on that wasn't some sort of a negative issue or some sort of problem in my life. That's just how it goes. But I can say that I can't remember the last time that I felt fearful and anxious and stressed out because of it. Even though these last few weeks I've been pushing through on my own, I am not feeling stressed out. I still have God in my life. I'm just not leaning on Him enough. I'm not. And I'm not letting go enough. So I'm still worrying about the future. I'm doing my best to pull myself in the present and live in the present moment, and know that what I need to get done today, if I pull Jesus in, I can do it. And now I'm going to be calling on the Holy Spirit specifically even more. As you know, this is the beautiful time to walk in the Spirit of God. Call on the Holy Spirit to be within us, to ooze through us, and love those around us. So let's reflect, find that something new, kick out that something bad, and see what happens. I love you all. You all have a blessed and inspired day. I will talk to you tomorrow. Take care.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.